Minutes in sports as well this weekend. The Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses, in a bunch of mud. They've just been getting inundated with rain in the south. And there's lots of flooding in Kentucky, and there was flooding at Churchill Downs all week. They went ahead and ran. Looked like they were running in a river. And the winner was Super Saver, who joins us now on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket via satellite. He is joining us from his stable in Louisville, Kentucky at Churchill Downs. Congratulations, Super Saver.
Hey, thanks, man. Sure do appreciate it.
Well, what was that like running in that muck?
Well, you know, first of all, I bet you I sound a little familiar to you.
Well, yeah.
You do, a little bit.
I am the great-grandson of Seattle Slew.
That's right, you are.
Honest to God truth.
Yeah, our longtime friend and horse racing expert.
Yeah, you know, I don't have Slew in my name, so a lot of people don't make the connection, but I was named after that junk mail thing you get each week, the Super Saver thing, you know,
like
a blue envelope, something like that. My brother's name is Green Sheet, oddly enough, and my sister, she's called Passbook.
Oh.
Yeah.
All named after junk mail.
And we're going to claim you for the ticket since I guess you're kind of from the area, right?
I am, George. I grew up in the Metroplex.
Yeah, Stephenville or?
No, Arlington Martin.
You went to Arlington Martin?
I grew up listening to you guys.
Really?
Of course, my dad wasn't around when I was growing up, so I really appreciated the male camaraderie that I found on the ticket.
Oh, well, that's good.
Meant a lot to me, really did.
Well, good.
But, hey, what happened to Grego? Y'all allowed to talk about that?
Well, we just
we can't really get into that right now.
Okay. No, I'm a huge P1, man. Huge.
Really?
Oh, I swear to God, I came this close to running the Derby in a ticket t-shirt.
That would have been great.
Die hard. Day one, P1.
Well, that's great. This
day
is
one, P1. Skip.
Super Saver, the Kentucky Derby winner, joining us here on the ticket.
Skip Koopstein. I remember. Yeah. one of my owners lives up in Flower Mound, so I still get the, you know, I still go and visit him, spend some time up there doing hood rat stuff with my friends.
Like what?
Oh, drag racing up $24.99, stealing Freon. Cutting out catalytic converters.
Boy,
and, of course, the classic hood rat activity, smokes with cigarettes.
I do some of that up in Flower Mound.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm kind of notorious up there in Flower Mound. I used to have this badass Civic Si. Had sweet rims on it.
Yeah.
About a 7-foot spoiler on the back. Of course, I had to stick my head out of the sunroof to drive it, you know. Car is pretty low profile.
You're just like any other rambunctious 3-year-old, I guess.
Yeah,
do a lot of horsing around.
Yeah. A lot of horsing around. That's good, Junior. I heard what Junior said just then. That was one effed up race.
The Derby?
Yeah, the Derby.
That was a messed up track.
Well,
wasn't it?
It was. You know, and I don't want to go off on a rant here, but that was total bullsh that we had to run that weather. I mean, we horses almost voted to refuse to run.
Really?
Yeah, but then dang midgets they got on our backs were whipping us so hard. Said, hell, might as well run.
Right.
It's the Derby, let's go.
Run you did.
No, yeah, I had that some Cajun piece of turd on my back. What's his name?
Calvin Burrell.
Yeah, that's some, I tell you, that's some bitch. I almost put a hoof in his throat.
Why? Because he was whipping you?
Yeah, he was whipping me.
Well, he's trying to make you go faster.
Dang, dude, I know where the finish line is. I'll run.
And you won. You proved you knew what you were doing.
Yes, I knew what I was doing. I didn't need him.
Well, they said that he was the one that, you know, kept you on the inside rail, and he was getting a lot of credit for the win.
Oh, crap. That's a load of crap.
You run where you want to.
I run where I want to, exactly. And so my owner wins millions of dollars. You know how much I got out of that deal? Do the initials JS mean anything to you?
You didn't get anything?
Nothing. I didn't see one single dime of that money.
Oh, man.
I got a bucket of oats. That's what I got.
Well, yahoo.
I'm so tired of eating horse food.
steaks.
Yeah.
I want a GD steak so bad.
Now, Super Saver, we need to kind of watch the language.
No, but I'm going to sue my owner, try to get a portion of the winnings now.
You're going to sue him? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I'm going to sue him. And my dream is to always, was to take my winnings from horse racing, buy a nice little farm, and raise radishes.
Hmm.
Yeah, horseradishes. So,
you want a farm, do you?
Yeah, maybe have an orchard, sell apples, horse apples.
Right.
Maybe sell roosters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also called
horse what?
Horse roosters? I can't make the joke. There's another name for rooster, and then I was going to say horse before it, but I just can't do it.
We saw where you were going, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to get bashed.
Everyone's still laughing.
Right.
Everyone's still laughing.
Hey, now.
Easy, now.
What's going on?
Back up a little bit there. Well, hey, Super Saver, congratulations on winning the Kentucky Derby, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks, George. I sure do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tell Junior I said hi.
Hey, I'm right here. We'll check in with you after the prequels.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay, see ya. There goes Super Saver, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the great-grandson of Seattle Slough. 848 here on Sports Radio 3.